The morning in Pasadena was damp and gray, but inside the shop, the air felt electric. Robert watched as the students from the local college carefully measured the alignment of the grid's main housing units. "The thermal tolerances are within spec," Virginia said, checking the digital readout on her tablet. "If we move to full-scale production, this thing will be bulletproof for the next 20 years." Robert nodded, leaning against a stack of raw steel plates. "It needs to be. The grid isn't just a machine, V. It's a promise to the city. We don't get to fail on this one." Minnie walked over, her face serious. "I just got off the phone with the council, Robert. They're already pushing the timeline up. They want the first pilot phase running in 2 weeks, not a month." Robert sighed, rubbing his tired eyes. 2 weeks? They know how much heavy fabrication that involves. They know, Minnie said, stepping closer to him. But they also know that if we do it, we'll do it right. The competition brought in a lot of eyes, and they are all watching us. Let them watch, Dorothy added, walking over with a welding torch. We've got the steel, we've got the blueprints, and we've got the students helping us. We can hit the deadline. Robert looked around the shop. It was no longer just a room full of tools. It was a workspace defined by the focused intensity of people who believed in the work. It felt like the beginning of the empire he once had, but without the rot at the foundation. "All right," Robert said, straightening his posture. "We move to double shifts. We use the fabrication floor for the main housing and the assembly area for the power modules." He turned to the students. "Listen up. You want to see how a project of this scale comes together? You are looking at it? This is engineering without the corporate padding. This is the real thing." As the day progressed, the Pasadena shop became a symphony of sparks and focused movement. Robert stepped back to observe. He saw Virginia guiding the data streams, Minnie managing the supply chains, and Barbara overseeing the logistics. The ghosts of his past. The men who wanted to bury his legacy felt miles away. He was no longer running. He was building. And in the heart of a city that had once pushed him aside, he was laying the tracks for a future that was entirely his own design. The shop lights hummed, a steady, reassuring sound. He knew the challenge of the 2-week deadline was immense, but for the first time in a long time, he wasn't worried. He was home, and he was working with the truth. That, he realized, was the only power that mattered.